You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It actually is with Alice this morning. Hey Alice, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good. Oh my gosh, I missed you guys. I was absolutely feeling homesick for literally BFM every day I was away.
That's all we'd like to hear. Remind the listeners where you've been, Alice, because you've been touring the globe, a part of the globe, with your excellent show, Other Chinese. Tell us about this. What's been happening?
Yeah, so I went over to, just mild flex there, guys. I have been on tour. and over to Argentina, to the gorgeous city of Buenos Aires for FIBA, which is an international arts festival over there, to develop the work for a Spanish-speaking audience. So that was a new territory for me. And then hopped over to São Paulo in Brazil to talk to some Portuguese producers and have conversations over there. So I've been away for about 5 or so weeks.
What an amazing project to do. How was the trilingual process for you?
It was actually quadlingual in some places. Many of the participants spoke Mandarin, but yet we had Cantonese speakers, we had regional dialects, as well as, of course, Spanish and English. I think, there's parts of the process that were extremely familiar and normal to me as a theatre maker. There's a universal language, I think, for once you pack into a theatre, you sort of know how to run the ship, but everything else around that was complete chaos. it was really fabulous. It was great to connect to artists over there, talk to theatre makers about what's happening over there, what are some of their kind of pain points, and then also what's bringing them joy. So in many ways, we're all on the same planet. I think we're very privileged here in New Zealand, and it gave me a bit of a shot in the ass to come back here and not only prevail, but actually make some work. It's inspired me, Rach.
Oh my God, Alice.
New work. Would you believe it?
I love to hear that.
Yes, particularly being in São Paulo, the home of forum and political theatre. So particularly to land home with this, the announcements from the Auckland Council budget cuts, to go, come on, guys, we have an opportunity here to actually voice our opinions that matter and participate in a democratic process. So,
cut out.
Yes.
Get amongst, it's the last week to submit. We've been talking about it already this morning, but if you have just tuned in, it is the last week to submit on the Auckland Council's budget. If you care about the arts or anything else that's going to be cut, you should tell the council about that. Please do. Let's talk about some cool art that is happening in the city, Alice. I'm excited to hear you're back with a spring in your step and a sort of determined glint in your eye. What's been catching your fancy since you've been home in Tāmaki?
Well, it's wild because, of course, the Auckland Arts Festival is on at the moment. This is our last week. It closes the 26th of March, which is a Sunday. There is something for everyone there, but, of course, I'm there for the theatre and the live performance. So last week I caught Bangarra Dance Company. They are a First Nation Indigenous dance company. First time they've been back in New Zealand in 19 years, so to see that work was really, really phenomenal. Yeah, great work from them. Of course, saw Sky Duck by Sam Wang, who is a Australian, Chinese-Australian actor, who actually studied with me at Toi Whakaari at New Zealand Drama School. So
awesome.
Lovely to see his work. And then, of course, I went to Blanc de Blanc, which is sort of like late-night raunchy circus. Look, it's not my taste, but I did find myself having a little giggle at the nudity, which is, I'm not a total buzzkill when it comes to that stuff. So that was fun. But this week, in fact, tonight, I'm going to The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Ooh.
And honestly, it's one of the shows where, look, there's always going to be a show where you'll get the odd person rolling their eyes and being like, yeah, but actually, did you know? This is one of the few shows that I've come back to where everyone is exploding about it.
Wow.
Either that's because of the technical delivery of the work, the performance of the main actor, Aaron Jean Norville, the direction from Kip Williams, who's the director of the work, or just the fact the sheer scale of this work. The Picture of Dorian Gray, it's obviously based on the text by Oscar Wilde, So it's already a very juicy, juicy gothic. For people that haven't followed along, it's basically about sin and debauchery and a declining image of a person called Dorian Gray. So this is an adaptation of it. It's a one-person show, so the person plays all of the characters, and she's phenomenal. Erin Jean is absolutely phenomenal. They've had sold-out seasons at Sydney Festival. They went to Rising, which is Melbourne Arts Festival, and now they've come here to Auckland Arts Festival. I just want to say, like, go to it. It is a little bit on the pricey side. Like, you can get $30 tickets and sit in the nosebleeders. It's at the Kiriti Kanawa Centre in Aotea Square. So, you know, you've got a range of different places you can sit in the auditorium. But the tickets go right up to, like, $140. And I think that's for your best seats in the house. We haven't seen this type of work coming back to Auckland in the last 3 years.
Right.
So it's really exciting to get this kind of work here. I'm reticent. Someone said it was like the reinvention of theatre, and I'm very reticent to say that about anything being a reinvention of anything. But I would say perhaps some of the AV work, there's live video, the choreography, the design, the dramaturgy, it's definitely going to be something that people will be talking about forever and ever and ever.
Ooh, okay.
So, yes, it's on until Saturday. So I actually think they've got a matinee this Saturday, and they have just the 5 or 6 shows to go. So I would definitely encourage people to go check it out. There is actually a pre-show talk tonight as well at 6 p.m. Kit Williams, who's the director, will be talking with Nathan Joe from Auckland Pride. Nathan is always really fabulous and an interesting mind, so I know we'll be asking some fabulous questions. But yeah, that's pretty much that. I mean, I will say at this point, it's probably important to shout out to all the artists that are not on Auckland Arts Festival that have got shows on at the moment.
Yeah, totally.
You know, there are works happening at the Basement Theatre. There are works happening all around the show. I know this week, Reese Nicholson, who you know, the fabulous comedian, social commentator, and judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, is doing shows at the Basement, I think, testing some work before they go on tour, which is very cool and exciting. And then there's like Bull Rush, which is another improv company, doing a show at the Basement on the 23rd, which is 2 days' time, whenever that is. I think that's, when is that?
That is in about 2 days' time. Time is whatever at this point, but there is good theatre everywhere.
Honestly, yeah, there's good theatre everywhere. You must go. So look, if you don't end up dishing out to go to an Auckland Arts Festival show, just go have a drink in the festival hub in Aotea Square, maybe pick up a cute performer from Blanc de Blanc Encore. I don't know.
Take them to a cute little show at the Basement. Why not?
Oh my God, that would be cute. That's my dream. Someone pick me up and take me to a cute little show at the Basement.
Excellent. Alice, thank you so much. It's so lovely to have you back on the show. I'm so pleased to hear your tour went really well, and thank you for bringing us some really exciting theatre that's happening in Tamaki Makaurau. We'll talk to you again next week.
Gorgeous. Thanks so much, Rach. See some theatre.
See some theatre. Bye. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.